Eugene, you get a Power 5 AED job. It's a dream job of yours. You find yourself at western part of Kansas, a Cat-backer tour. Did you ever imagine yourself being at a tour for K-State Fry?
Actually, yes, I have, because we did it when I was at North Dakota State and we did it at Iowa. I've told people that you could, it's bigger groups, you know, but very similar feel of passionate fan base. People care a great deal for the state. It feels a lot like places I've been in North Dakota. Just bigger groups, you know, it's fun. I really enjoy it. I really enjoy doing this.
You had the opportunity to take North Dakota State from Division II to Division I, and then, of course, everybody knows about Bison football. And you were in the visitor suite in AD suite 2013. What's it like going to be in the home AD suite now?
Well, as long as we don't play North Dakota State again, then I'll feel good about it. It feels good. I think you heard me say this, but when I was here that year, I was so impressed with the things that were going on this campus and the success of the program. I told myself if the job ever opened up, I was going to do everything I could to get it. And fortunately, I'm here, and I'm very, very fortunate to be a part of this great program, this great institution. Obviously, the state, the passion, you can feel it everywhere you go, and it's really very fortunate to be here.
Spent a few years there at Iowa before coming here, and probably a little bit different style, made a lot of similarities. What with dealing with the Big Ten, what are some things that you take from that position and maybe bring a little bit, maybe tweak a little bit here in Big 12 country?
Well, you know, I think what the Big Ten does really well, and I think the Big 12's trying to figure that out and doing a better job, is you're much more powerful collectively as institutions as opposed to individually. I think the Big Ten, under Jim Delaney's leadership, was able to really move the conference forward by everybody saying, hey, what's best for the conference. I think that's the sense I get now with the people I met, the ADs I met under Bob Bowlsby's leadership. And I think just understanding the culture. Every culture is different. And I haven't been at North Dakota State. Like I said, I've been in Iowa. Each of those cultures are different, and really trying to learn the culture here and try not to do too much too quickly until you really understand what it's all about.
What's probably the biggest thing you've learned so far in your first couple weeks on the job?
You know, just it really has confirmed a lot of the things that I thought and, you know, read about and studied, is the passionate fan base. The people have a great amount of pride about the color purple and the K-State brand and the Wildcats, and that just keeps getting – and the other thing is just the people are tremendous. Very, very nice, very, very humble. Like I said, care a great deal. And that's everything from folks on campus, folks off campus, coming to communities like Dodge, Garden City, Scott City. It's really kind of fun.
How solid is the Big 12? You know, at least we looked at its expansion here, you know, took a look at a couple of schools, but there's always undercurrent, you know, Oklahoma, Texas. Do you get a sense right now things are pretty solid, or is there always that possibility hanging out?
No, I really do. And again, you got to take it for granted. So I've been in one meeting, but my conversations with the ADs that I know, that I've already known, and the ones that I met, they really believe strongly that this conference is better if we stay together. I think Bob's leadership, I will say this, it's tumultuous everywhere. I think for the next 4 or 5 years, until the new TV contracts start to come about, I think we're all pretty solid, but we need to position ourselves, both institutionally as a conference, to be ready when things start going a little crazy again. Where are we? And I think we're positioned very well at K-State. We need to continue to get stronger. That'll be one of my goals. And then collectively as a conference, I really do think under Bob's leadership, we're really, really beginning to get together a lot better in a lot of ways.
That led me to my next question. What do you see with K-State? What's your future here? Maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the road, where do you want to see K-State?
Well, I think the coaches and the staff are really saying, Gene, we want to keep moving forward. You know, John was really a pusher. We've got a lot of facilities done. I think that's still going to be a priority, looking at what facilities are we missing, you know, what sports maybe aren't where they need to be. We'll look at that and then just really continue to grow our budgets, putting ourselves in a competitive position to always compete for Big 12 championships. You know, right now you look at our budgets, we're kind of down towards the bottom of the conference. What can we do to build that area up and just keep getting better? And our coaches want to win, they want to compete, they want to win Big 12 championships, and my job is to get them in a position to help them do that.